Starship to start us off. We built this city here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 11th of June.
Yeah, what's the story and all? And anyway,
Friday's Eve, BJ.
Friday's Eve, we're here again.
Here we is.
That sounded like the song. Friday's Eve, we're here again. Oh, it's Jim and me and Tara again. Yeah, we're talking.
What song is that?
Happy Days Are Here Again.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like something out of not Dad's Army. What was that thing that Andy used to slag you about? It ain't half hot, mum.
It ain't half hot, mum.
Gloria.
Gloria, that's what
he used to call you.
Yeah, he's actually got a point there.
When you came in your khaki shorts.
I came in my khaki shorts, yeah. He said, what the hell? Look what the...
There, Gloria, get in here.
First of all...
It's not a holiday camp.
He goes, first of all, we have a dress code. And second of all, you're like your man Gloria.
Oh, wow. Anyway, listen, how we doing, folks? That's a bit of a wet one out there, wouldn't you say?
It is a bit of a wet one out there. It's a bit blustery more so.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? You know, we are now, Monday, Tuesday, we're 4 days into the 20K restriction, that lovely bit that you can go further than ever before, and, the Ireland is going. Can you, yeah? Well, how about that, then? What do you think about that?
Yeah,
I know, we're being lashed over the bit. Well,
but sure. But still, sure.
It'll come around. It'll
absolutely, come around. Absolutely. Listen, hopefully you're in good form regardless. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout for whatever's going on for you today. We're about to take the birthdays on. How are you feeling?
After yesterday was a pretty good run. I'm not feeling too bad about
it. Came close. There's a few goodies in there today, I think.
A few of the goodies, yeah. I was a fan of them as well. What is love?
And away here at Classic Hits, What Is Love? Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 11th of June, time for the birthdays, 13 and a half minutes past 6, morning to you if you just join us. Right, here we go, you ready for this, PJ?
Yep.
This is your moment to shine. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, that head case. He's a looper, that lad, isn't he?
He does have a rep for being a bit mad.
Yeah.
And terrible man for doing the odd inappropriate thing on the telephone.
What did he do on the
telephone? Wasn't he rumoured to be sending up pictures of himself?
Was he?
Yeah. But weirdly, not to sort of, you know, not to ladies to impress them. Apparently sent them to a director once.
What, as in, if you're looking for a fella with a healthy...
I can't remember exactly the details.
In his trousers department? Are you
serious?
He's,
yeah.
To a director, like?
It wasn't like, you know, hey, check me out to the ladies or anything. It was like he...
Was it
to a movie director.
A few fizzies and everything went out of control.
Who knows? Who knows, PJ? We can only speculate.
I'm just glad I don't know enough about this man to be.
Well, you knew he was a bit, you know.
Yeah, that's all I need to know, yeah. Another, like, what was it he did? He was an actor at the start and he was kind of supposed to be known.
Why, is he not still an actor?
Oh, doesn't he do all this performance art and all of this stuff now?
What?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah. He had something where they turned up and started screaming on the street. He had a street scream or something like that. You know, all this stuff.
For God's sake.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder he's sending weird photographs to directors.
That's probably more normal than the street screams, to be honest with you. I'd say he's not an old man, that's for sure. He's 36.
Not bad, 34.
Ah, okay.
34. Right, I would have guessed older than that. It feels like he's been around a bit longer. I would have gone nearly older.
Yeah.
It's mad.
He's been mad for a long time. Sometimes it takes a few years for these mad people to have another birthday.
Shia LaBeouf, 34, right. What about this? One of the biggest shows there's ever been on the television, in fairness. And this guy, one of the biggest stars of it, ironically. Peter Dinklage. Game of Thrones.
Oh, the little fella, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure you're allowed to say the little fella.
Are you not?
I don't think so, I'm not, you know. You do have to be careful, PJ. There's only so much ink in my apology pen.
Oh, sorry, the really dark-haired lad, then. I'd say...
The lad with the beard. Imagine saying that about Game of Thrones. The lad with the beard. What?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Can you be more...
700 of them have beards.
Can you be more specific? No. Is there nothing at all, you could say? No.
Not really, no. Has he no distinguishing features?
No.
No.
Two arms, two legs like everyone else.
No, nothing else I can say about it.
Nothing at all, then. No. And then you meet him. I think
you wouldn't have mentioned.
Just to help us out here, I think you could have said he's...
Yeah.
Not, you could have said he's not very tall, even. And that would have helped us out. I gotta say...
You know, you forget about... Because he was in Game of Thrones, you forget about all the other stuff that he was in. Like, you know, Elf and everything. He was in Elf with Will Ferrell. as the man who wrote the script, you know, the really angry guy who ran and, you know, have you ever seen Elf?
Yeah.
You know the scene in the boardroom?
In the boardroom?
Yeah.
I don't know, I saw
He's like this high-powered, he writes ads and or writes books, writes children's books or something like that.
God, I can't play. I see, this is the thing. Elf is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I hate Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't mind Elf. I like the movie Elf. And it turns out now I know why. Can't remember it. So that's probably what it is there.
Anyway.
I'd say...
What was his name in Game of Thrones again?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
This is absolutely incredible. Right.
Yeah.
Just have a go at his birthday. Let's move on.
Right, I gotta say he's 53.
Not bad. 51.
Ah, fat. Okay.
51, right. What about this one? I know you keep claiming you know nothing about Formula One, but this transcends Formula One. Sir Jackie Stewart.
Oh, yeah, of course. Jabers. Jackie Stewart, I'd be honest with you now. I did not think Jackie Stewart was still alive.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, according to this, he is. Apologies, right. Jackie, if you're not.
If you're not tall enough.
Yeah.
I'd say Jackie Stewart is probably... He's in his 90s, man. He was the king of, like, walking around with the flat cap and all. Like, yeah. He was the last of that, actually.
He's not in his 90s now.
Oh, is he not?
No.
All right, well, he's not far off it. Oh, he is far off it. I can see it, Jim's head.
What? I have to spoon feed you now, do I?
Well, it helps. Helps.
Like, you would have seen him in the Heineken ads saying no to it.
Oh, jeepers. He's much younger than I thought. She's only a whippersnapper then.
No, Jackie's still far from it. But he was still in the Heineken ads.
Do you know something? You're giving me mixed messages here now. That's what you're doing. I'd say he's like 87.
81.
Oh, right, okay.
81 he is.
He is younger than I thought.
Yeah.
He was the last of that era in Formula One where you're walking around, where it was like football in a way. The sheepskin coat version of Formula One. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
the flat cap thing was weird, though.
Yeah, the flat cap. And was it a pipe or whatever? He'd be walking around.
Yeah, I think he did smoke a pipe.
Yeah, and like it changed very rapidly then to the whole Playboy thing came along and that was the end of...
Yeah.
Sort of.
I think he just had to jack it in because the cap kept flying off when he was going fast around the corners and everything.
Yeah. There goes another one. Oh, no.
Right. Next up here, Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
I tell you, one of the few celebrities we've ever featured on the Celebrity Birthdays who I can actually turn around and say I met.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And he was dead sound.
Yeah, I was going to say you liked him.
Yeah, he was good.
Hugh Laurie, he's brilliant, isn't he? Yeah. He's a real old pro, isn't he? He's a real one of those English old pros.
What do you associate him with now? Which
House?
House, yeah, great show.
But
Blackadder, of course.
Blackadder, and when I think about him and Stephen Fry and Emma Thompson going to Edinburgh with their show to try and make it, three of them, and you just think, what was that like? You know what I mean? And three of them, the three biggest toffs you would ever meet.
I think they were the first to ever win the Perrier Award.
Was it?
Yeah, they were the first people to ever win it.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Imagine the three of them going, all three of them are exactly the same. Shh. Now to thank you on this wonderful award. You know, they're such toffs.
Absolutely.
They're all fantastic.
Well, they're all ex... is it Cambridge or Oxford?
One of them, yeah. Well, there's rowers anyway. You know if you're comfortable.
Cambridge, is it? Whichever. Who had the footlights?
Footlights?
You know, footlights, the theatrical thing in one of them.
Jim, he's just footloose, Jim. Kenny Loggins.
Right, Hugh Laurie is...
He's 63.
Not bad again, 61. You seem to be on this 2 years.
2 years away
like,
all the time.
All the time. And then the last one is nailed on for you because you love your boxing and this is one of our own. Andy Lee.
Andy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably wouldn't be a name as famous to a lot of people as it would be to you.
Oh, stop. Would he not?
Two middleweight titles.
Greatest. Yeah. Proper Limerick man as well. Oh, he's one of the best ever. And a lovely fella. I met him a couple of times. I don't think
he officially retired?
He has, yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
He was doing a lot of the commentary.
Why didn't he like you?
I don't know. I got the feeling I was annoying him. Do you know that way he asked him too many questions?
Andy.
And when I got to get a picture of him, you know the way boxers all pull that fist when you get a picture?
Yeah.
And I was kept grabbing his hand to try and put it up to my face.
Yeah.
And he kept pulling it back. I was like, geez. I think I was annoying him. He was a lovely fella.
Yeah, don't stop doing that. I'll genuinely give you a box in the face.
I think he kind of wanted to. He was a really nice fella, but I think I got up. I wound him up a bit. I say he's like 34, maybe. Is he?
Sticking to your plan.
Ah, for God's
36.
Sake. 36. Easy. What's that all about now?
I don't know. You seem to have avoided everyone by exactly 2 years.
I'm annoying myself now.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim weekdays from 6 a.m. reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara. It is 6:33. Friday's Eve, Tara.
Friday's Eve.
But sure, this is your first week back, so you're probably still in holiday mode, are you?
Listen to him. Do you know what I'm wondering, lads? How this happened? You know, this has been a weird year. 2020 has been a weird year by anyone's standards.
I think that's an understatement, yeah.
But I'm wondering how I went to bed yesterday evening in June and woke up this morning in October.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit mad. Like, I'm looking at all the trees, like, getting whacked out of it with the wind and stuff. I was like, wow, this is mad.
How long have we got till the longest day, by the way?
What's the 21st?
21st, so another 10 days.
Well, let's hope it's another 10 days. A longest day if they're all like this one.
If it gets any darker than it is now. See the mornings are getting a bit darker now?
Yeah.
Starts getting dark at 6:30 in the morning.
I got hit by a leafy twiggy thing and then by another bigger twig.
Leafy twiggy thing.
From two of the trees in my front garden this morning as I left for work. Like, I actually got hit by missiles on my way out the door.
Wow.
Wind-blown missiles.
Nature is fighting back. Take that!
Nature.
They can have it, as far as I'm concerned.
Shut up there! Sickiest this year. Sickiest.
Oh, man. Anyways, there's no light at the end of the tunnel for us, Tara. No, you're not going to tell us it's going to be an amazing weekend or anything.
There's some rumour. No, not necessarily for the weekend, I don't think, but there's some rumour that temperatures are going to start climbing again.
That's end of August, is it?
Next year.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Next year.
April. I heard April's looking good. So
when we have a virus and we can go out again. When we don't have a virus
and we can go out again.
Yeah.
Soon as they restrict us back to about 5 kilometres.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, I remember that. It was lovely. Sitting in the garden and everything.
You weren't even allowed out.
Yeah, Paul Young, Love of the Common People here at Classic Hits, 19 minutes to 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 11th of June. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. It's now my life's ambition to interview Paul Young on this show, simply so that I can ask him about that famous incident. Who are you?
Yeah, he'd go, do you know what he'd say to you? He goes, what are you talking about? I'm sure he's got no memory of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad?
I'd love to tell him, though. You know, my mate PJ there, he was on a show with you and you said to him, who are you?
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't ring a bell.
As long as he doesn't think I'm Gino DeCampo, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Do you ever talk to Gino? Do you ever get your stuff back off Gino, Paul?
Isn't that mad that that's a real story?
I know, incredible.
I still can't get my head around the fact that Gino DeCampo went to jail.
Yeah, for burgling
Paul Young's house.
Yeah.
Robbed the guitar off him or whatever.
Incredible.
And Gino DeCampo, I have to say, I give him the option now. I'd hang out with the burglar there because he's the gas, man.
Only because Paul Young said, who are you?
Who are you? Gino wouldn't say such a rude thing.
No, Gino go.
I actually love Gino.
Where do you live? Is there anybody home?
Yeah. Who is there? I just want to bother some pasta. He's a great cracker. I love his TV show, The Cooking One Around Italy. It's great. I watched it last night, the last one. It's very good. Yeah, very good.
A few people to give a shout to. Mark has texted a morning, boys. I think that might be the first time we've ever heard from Mark. Although it's hard to judge now because obviously Andy blew up the WhatsApp machine a few days ago. So all the previous messages, I think, were lost. So I don't know if it's the first time Mark has WhatsApped in. Just in case, welcome along, Mark, you know.
Regardless.
Yeah.
It's good to have you, Mark.
Also, Margaret is on, and who else is this? Let me just see who this is. Somebody sending us a challenge. Vincent is sending us a challenge. It's a video thing. We'll have to look at that later. Lara Barr checking in for you. Happy Friday's Eve from Len in Limerick. You love this. Darren in Crumlin's just back from doing his 10K run. Feeling great.
How long does it take him to run 10K, though? He can probably do it in no time.
I think he started it on Tuesday.
Ah, yeah. Well, good luck. I've done 10K loads of times.
I get the impression he does it every day before he goes to work.
That's great going, isn't it? Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's savage going, like.
Fair play. Amanda and her dodgy nerve, morning to you.
Hey, good on you.
There's Northside Tony in a windy listen hall.
It's not Northside Tony's the fella. Is Northside
the
Tony
photographs.
And Baldy Tony the same lad?
No. Northside Tony's the photographer. Baldy Tony is the abusive texter.
But thankfully, he's
abusive to you.
That's all right.
Which means he's very welcome by the rest of us.
That's all right. Well, keep your hair on, Northside Tony. And Baldy Tony, you.
Why are you?
Yeah, why are you?
Garrett in Limerick, morning to you. I see Bose Ritchie there. I see... Who's that? Oh, sure. God, how did I not recognise? It's the whole gang. Top of the morning from all the gang. Harry and Antoinette and Paddy there in Cork. And there's the Lily White, as always. Biffo was on. Butty Brennan, I see, saying good morning as well.
Oh, my God.
That's a hell of a photograph from Butty Brennan this morning. What the heck is he out there doing with himself there?
Oh, my God, Butty, calm down.
He's got a... It's like a... I assume that's a Joker filter or something going on there.
I hope it's a filter and just Butty hasn't woken up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah. I tell you something. If that's the way Butty woke up this morning, that was a hell of a night's sleep, wasn't it?
And you need a doctor.
Yeah.
So, Butty, pick up the phone. And don't be afraid to call an ambulance. This is an emergency. You look like a wild thing there this morning.
That's incredible. What's the name out of It? What's the name of the clown in It?
It's just her name.
There
is a name.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't.
You're
remember.
Supposed to be the movie expert. I'm the one that gets slagged for never seeing the movies. You're supposed to be the know-it-all.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
It's a sort of an English posh name, nearly.
Jack Spratt or something.
Oh, for God's sake. Pennywise, thank you.
Oh, that's him.
Pound Foolish.
Yeah.
Pound Foolish was the clown that didn't make it. Pennywise made it in. Thank you very much, by the way, on the WhatsApp. People were jumping in there as well. But it was actually Tara who told me. Anyway, listen, folks, thanks for hanging out with us and letting us hang out with you on this Thursday. We've got the hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. So Magic Mike not with us today in studio, but he's sitting in the wardrobe as we speak, waiting for the WhatsApps to arrive.
I think he prefers it in the wardrobe.
No, he doesn't. He loves being here.
I don't know. He likes keeping the quarter wittery at an arm's length, I think. I think he enjoys his comfort in a wardrobe.
I'm convinced. You can tell by, I mean, the effort he put in erecting that screen so that we couldn't get near him and all.
True enough. At least he can see out, I suppose. He's the only gorilla that built his own enclosure.
So, hit bit on the way in an hour's time. The breakfast table quiz on the way a bit later. And just after 7, we're going to be this, to be honest with you, for the day that's in it, because it's not exactly fantastic weather-wise out there, this might fit into your mood today, right? If you are one of the people heading to work, or indeed, if you're one of the people working from home, either way, it could fit in, because we are going to go in search of the most boring job we can find. If you think you qualify, if you think your job qualifies as the most boring job that a person can do, then, we're going to be looking for you after 7.
Don't leave out the main bit here. The main bit is, if your job was very boring, you might be able to sue the people that put you through it.
Really?
Yeah, that's a huge part of the story, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, we'll tell you more about that.
You may have a claim, bored to death, or almost... God damn it.
Now, you sound like one of those dodgy ambulance chasing solicitors.
I think this might be my new career.
It's like one of those ads you get on daytime TV. Have you been bored to death in your job? You may be able to claim.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble falling asleep at work, and it only dawned to me after I contacted Hotline Hooers.
Hotline Hooers.
Hotline Hooers, that they told me maybe it's not my fault I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
I sued and got £36,000. You could do that too.
Dancing in the Dark, kind of appropriate actually for that morning out there. It's not fantastic looking, is it really? Not the bright, shiny days we've been used to, PJ.
Oh, bring back lockdown. Lockdown weather was incredible.
Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you on this Thursday, 11th of June. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. We did say that we were going to go in search of the most boring job that we could find. If you're listening and you think you may qualify, let us know. 087-188-0008, or you know somebody. And I just thought maybe you'd appreciate some suitable music along with the search for a boring job. I thought maybe this would fit the bill for you.
Oh, you're an absolute... That's not boring, man. That's torturous.
It's pretty boring.
That's torturous.
It's pretty boring.
Oh, my God. I hate UB40, man. I cannot.
I thought it would be appropriate for, in search of a boring job.
I just don't know how they got it so wrong. Reggae is some of the best music in the world. Ska and all, who came... UB40. I got a pain in me ear. It's awful, can't you?
See? Made to measure for you. Made to measure.
Oh, God.
Anyway, there is a potential upside. Yeah, exactly. There's a potential upside to this if you do have a boring job. There's a firm of solicitors who'd like to take on your case.
I'll tell you where this is coming from. So there's a guy, and his name was Frederic Desnard, right? He's 48. And he was in this Paris-based perfume company called Interparfum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was employed there. He was like as a manager for a while, right? And then something happened and he got... he was assigned on... He lost a client, actually, was what happened. So, who knows the ins and outs of that? Who cares? It's not really important. What happened then was he was given all the menial tasks to do. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. He says, it began a slow, boring descent into hell. This is so French,
wow.
This story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was the bird. I had to sink into hell. So he sued them. He sued them because, you know what burnout is? You've heard of burnout.
Yeah, yeah.
And burnout is you work too much.
Have I heard of burnout, PJ? My
flat
God.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Many times I've been burnt out.
How many times? Oh, yeah, every day, hopefully, I'll get to you.
Tell you.
I'm trying to get under your skin every day, probably, if I burn out.
Oh, you don't. You've no idea.
The show's not long enough, though. He's allowed to go home too early. I can't get him to a proper level. So he has sued them for bore out. He sued them for bore out. And he won.
Oh, my God.
£36,000, or whatever. I'm reading this on an English site, obviously. £36,000, the euro equivalent to that. Probably about 40 grand,
yeah,
I'd say,
yeah.
Is it? About 40,000 euros. And he said, and he was delighted with the outcome. He said, the humdrum duties that were first upon me made me depressed, destroyed, and ashamed. So he won.
Oh my God.
He quit his job.
And does it outline what
bored.
His day was like?
No, it just says it was humdrum duties, and he was very, very
humdrum
bored.
Humdrum duties.
And he was very, 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 very bored. He said he felt redundant, didn't like it. Then he used the elaborate language of being so bored it was like a slow descent into hell. It's pretty easy. Like he went all out with this. Then he went to the tribunal. They ruled there's a definite link between his deterioration in his health and how bored he was in work.
Wow.
And that was it. £36,000 sterling he's after getting.
So there you go. If you think you've got a boring job... let us know, will you? Let's see whether we can... We'll assess your case is really what we'll do, right?
PJ and myself. Judge
Jimmy. Well, yeah. We'll act as assessors, loss adjusters kind of thing, to see whether or not your boring job qualifies for you to take a case with... What's the name of our firm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be Gallagher & McCabe Solicitors. Or we could use PJ's term earlier on, just to get us back into trouble again, because let's face it, we haven't been in trouble since... Oh, yesterday. So, yeah, we could go with hotline whores.
Hotline ambulance chasing whores.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Because this reeks of that, doesn't it? It reeks of that.
I can't believe the case was upheld. I mean, surely loads of people just by... Surely certain jobs are just boring. I mean, there's probably lots of people who have worked on production line stuff or whatever and they do the same task over and over.
All day long, yeah.
They must have they'd have a shout.
I used to build production lines.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
you built boredom.
I built boredom machines. I used to build machines of boredom. I did, yeah. Out in IBM and in Gateway. Do you remember Gateway 2000?
Yeah.
I used to build the machines there. And
that would inflict boredom on future generations.
Yeah, I mean, so there's someone out there who has a case. There's someone's going to ring Hotline Hoers now and they're going to be there going, excuse me, is that Jim McCabe? I want to sue...
I want to sue your partner.
Oh, you know, it's going to be exactly like that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I used to build a board. I'm
trying to think what would qualify as the most boring job I ever had.
Well, mine was when I told you I used to have to go out. I was working in, what's the name of the place? The huge place in Lucan.
Intel.
So I used to go out there and I wasn't working for Intel, it was through a contractor thing. So,
right.
And of course, I wasn't allowed to do the technology. I was the air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
And... I used to go up into a roof, no joke, stick this hose thing into a pipe.
Right.
Write down the number that came on the meter.
Right.
That was the job. Man, I used to. Thankfully, no one was watching. I could go asleep for a lot of the day. And
yeah,
I was supposed to do something.
It was the sleep that probably saved you, was it?
Ah, yeah.
From being bored.
Ah, Jay-Z, I used to stay up all night so I could sleep when I went to work. And I used to. I was supposed to do something with that number, and they explained it to me 150 times. So I didn't know what it meant. I just used to make up the numbers. I didn't know what it meant. I just used to add them all together and subtract.
Great.
Some days I'd add them, some days
I'd
subtract.
Let's hope you weren't the health and safety officer. Yeah, we need an accurate reading of what's happening up there with the escaping gases. What number is it, PJ? 7?
Ah, no,
it's an 8-digit number. 7, 9, 3, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4,
honestly, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I'd show someone else numbers and go, sorry, I forgot to do the thing. I don't know what the thing is, and they do it.
Brilliant. Yeah. So if you can compete on that sort of level, if you've a job that's, or maybe it's even a task within a job, you know, maybe not your entire job is boring you to death, but maybe like some aspect of it is boring you to death. You know what I mean? We'll take that as well.
Oh yeah, like,
we'll have that.
You know, that's going
to
be
the firm of. We'll have to drag Mike into this because it sounds more impressive if you have one of those three-barreled names.
Yeah,
Gallagher, Hogan, McCabe, solicitors. We'll assess your claim for the most boring job in the world. 087-188-0008.
You know the way this is going to go, because everybody has a job where someone comes in and won't stop talking to them.
Yeah,
if you work in the public, you always have one fella that drops in regular.
And he drops who are you
in,
telling?
He drops in to break the monotony. And you're like, oh my God, here he comes. I go, please, just hold me breath till I pass out.
Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way, here at Classic Hits. Quick happy birthday, Shane Hayes is celebrating his 40th today in Cork. Is it Killavullen? Would that be how you pronounce that, BJ? You being an adopted Corkonian?
Killavullen is what it looks like to me, yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday to you, Shane. It comes in from Christina and Wirren and Jack and Kaylin. Happy 40th birthday to you. On the subject of the boring jobs, not that many now. In fairness, John in Finglas wants to know whether he'd qualify as a bus driver. Not at all. Sure,
depends.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Depends. What, do you have a scenic route? Annoying passengers? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but is annoying the same as boring?
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm.
Or is it? I don't know.
Hard to know. I don't know whether you qualify or not, with John.
I spoke to a fella yesterday, Jim. And he spoke like that. And let me tell you what I was thinking then. So, I watched your programme, he says.
Was this a fan or is this somebody in a business or something?
No, I went to the petrol station to get a paper from your ma.
Right.
He stopped me on the way out. And I won't keep you now. I won't keep you. But what was it you were in?
Oh my God.
He was like that, I swear to God.
I'm losing the will to live, listening to you regaling the story.
I swear, I wanted to spray me Pepsi on him. Like, some people are just so boring they emit a gas. It's like they emit a gas that's putting you to sleep. It's unbelievable. It's actually a type of painful.
Yeah. Somebody else, Chris and Cork is on, said he used to work packing eggs.
Packing eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. And they were given eggs for lunch.
For lunch, they were given boiled eggs and raw eggs to drink.
Ah, they weren't. That's not true. Get
Chris,
out of it.
Gone. Chancer, we're not having that.
Mind you, I love an old egg. Oh, Davis. Now that's how everyone wants to hear. When we're talking about boring, it's me harping on about how much I love an old egg. I think
somebody, Paul the Trucker, believes that Magic Mike would be up there when it comes to boring jobs, having to basically sit in a wardrobe and listen to us.
I don't think you're wrong there, now, to be honest with you. Mm. Poor old Magic Mike is in, you know what I mean? He's in living the isolation lifestyle at the moment.
Well, partly, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Today he is.
He's
been set free on a certain number of days.
Oh, no, I think he's been institutionalised. I think he's sort of coming around to it and he likes sort of staying in there now. I think, part of him, like, it's a bit like, I don't know, like Shawshank Redemption. I think he comes to work like he had a poster on the wall and he kept chipping away at it.
And eventually he got out.
He lifts up his PJ and Jim poster and he slips out. And then he comes into the outside world and goes, nah, every so often slips back in again.
Yeah, right. He's decided the outside world's not for him. Also, this doesn't qualify really as boring. Well, I suppose it is boring, to be honest with you. But certainly disgusting. Jackie, who's loves the show, listening in Canada, believe it or not, says years ago, my brother Dennis got a summer job in Roscrea Bacon Factory and his job, oh my God, was to pull the toenails off dead pigs.
Shut up!
So, Dennis, it's Jackie who's listening, but Dennis, our sympathies are with you. She says, whatever about boring, that is disgusting.
I don't even like touching my own feet after a shower. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh my God.
Thank you for sharing that, Jackie. And for anybody out there having a bacon sandwich, you're welcome.
Oh, you've ruined it all now.
Yeah, hit bit on the way. We've got €1,130 for you to win. Last call on it. Magic Mike's going to be making a selection, sir, for those that are going to play in the next few minutes. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. In the meantime, loads of WhatsApps coming in as well about the boring jobs. And Magic Mike actually stuck it out there on social media as well, on our Facebook page. to try and find the most boring job. This is after our story earlier on of the guy who actually sued the company he worked for boring him to death.
It wasn't, so you may
wasn't
have
actual
a case.
Death, by the way. Just like boring him to
bore
what he
out.
Described as...
bore out.
Yeah, but what did he say? Oh, yeah. To the depths of hell.
The depths of hell, yeah.
He was bored to the depths of
but
hell.
But essentially, it was bore out was the name of the... was what the case was won on. Mm. So if you can have bore out, you can have bore out. So if you are bored to death... In a terrible job
yeah.
in your past, you may have a case. There you go.
So we're going to adjudicate on it this morning if you want to put forward your case your boring job. 087-188-0008. But as I say, it's been out there on Facebook and social media and stuff. And is there anything decent? Anything you found that might be worth a look?
Yeah, Rachel's saying she worked for 1 day. She only lasted a day. I've done a couple of jobs where you only lasted a day. I told you I worked for a glasses shop.
Yeah, but in Rachel's case, she chose to leave. She wasn't fired. Like
I chose to leave. They tell me, you're going to go and get us the lunch run. Am I? Yeah. Good luck, so. And I'm taking the money, you know. Worked for 1 day in a meat factory, putting stickers on the front of pre-packed cocktail sausages. They were called the bar bites for pubs. She said it came with a little stick and everything. Never saw them in a pub, before nor since. And just lasted 1 day because she just was standing.
She was a sticker putter on her.
Now that's mild by comparison, right? Christine saying worked in a factory that did packaging, had to stand for 8 hours on a production line, putting the tops on glue tubes. 8 hours putting the tops on glue tubes, and the thing was moving so fast. She said you couldn't take your mind off the job for a second. You were just stuck, literally stuck. To it.
Stuck in a glue factory,
yeah. Literally. Well, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh my god, 8 hours of doing the same task, a top onto a.
I'm telling
whatever,
you,
yeah.
And that's not
bottle.
The only one. And this one from Lisa is even worse, I think, because she put this... this is worse because the idea of giving this to somebody else, of having to share this with somebody else while bored, is hell to me. But she worked where she put the jelly stars and the chocolate biscuits. You know the ones in the afternoon tea?
Oh, I do like them.
Well, her job was to get the jelly star, put it on the biscuit. That's it. That's it. That was the job. All day long. Jelly star on a biscuit. Gone. Jelly star biscuit. Jelly star biscuit. Jelly star biscuit. And never getting to stick jelly star mouth. Jelly star mouth. Having to share a jelly star biscuit for everybody else.
Wow.
Torture. Literally torture. If this woman doesn't have a case, there's something wrong. If
Tara's
there's not
just,
solicitors on the phone now ringing in to represent
Tara's
this woman,
just said to me she wants that job.
You can't put it into your mouth. You can't do the mouth. You jelly star biscuit. Jelly star biscuit. There's no jelly star mouth. Not
but imagine
you,
now any place
them,
that she
you,
ever went for a cup of tea and somebody said to her, do you want a biscuit?
Yeah.
And out came the jelly star biscuit.
She burst in. You got traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress.
With tears. Do you not like jelly star biscuits?
You don't know what I've gone
That's
through.
That's interesting. Well, yeah.
Jelly star,
wow.
The jelly star job nearly ruined her. I think she's definitely all... you've got a case. You've got a case.
A full day of jelly star biscuit.
Just months of it. Months and years maybe. Who knows how long it took. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. At least there was the jelly star biscuit.
Right.
At least
okay.
there's a bit
think,
of scenery in a jelly star biscuit.
I think
it's not
the,
like those pink wafer yolks. You know, Jesus, I mean, there's people out there who have never survived the pink wafer line.
I think we've decided then that, yes, we will take your case. The firm of Gallagher Hogan McCabe solicitors, known...
Oh,
yes, would you mind calming down there, squeaking away? Known as Hotline... What did you call that earlier? Hotline what?
Hotline Hooers or something like that.
Yeah. We will take your case. And we will argue for boredom or bore out on your behalf.
Out, yeah, for
jelly star biscuit lady.
You've been traumatised. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah,
that's one of the. That's how the ad will go. Have you been traumatised? You just don't know it yet. Yeah. Have you done jelly star biscuit? Jelly star biscuit.
If jelly star biscuit woman could start to say that she's starting to feel some sort of stiffness in her neck or something, that would help.
And
as
then
well.
Then we need Lisa to be in the ad. I did jelly star biscuit job for 2 months and I got £36,000 thanks to these two have a go hooers.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €1,130 this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is this. And we'll give the whole flinking lot, so we will. I'm not sure who's on line one first.
Why don't you try Yvonne Kyo?
Okay, Yvonne, how are you, Yvonne?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Yvonne Kyo, how are you?
I'm really, really good.
Really good. Why is that now? Do tell.
Convinced I know this.
That's it. Right, that's it. So, listen, everybody else, forget about it. Yvonne Kyo knows it.
Oh, brilliant. That is good news.
It is definitely good news.
What makes you so sure, Yvonne?
I don't know, it's been in my head since the very start, and I've just been trying to get in every morning. My alarm clock is actually set with the words Hitbit, so I wake up.
That is amazing.
I tell you, I so hope this is right. Okay, well listen, you better tell us then, what is the answer, Yvonne?
Okay, I think it's Roy Orbison, Running Scared.
Right, Running Scared with Roy Orbison. Magic, Mike, don't you
dare. A man who is running scared, actually, at the moment now, at the prospect of handing out this money. Magic, Mike, what's the story?
Yvonne Kyo, let me tell you that I'd love to say, you got it, but it's wrong, sorry.
I can't believe it.
Oh, dear.
Magic Mike, you heartless fecker. You could have at least...
Dragged it out a bit.
Take it.
No, it's okay. I can have more lions now. It's fine.
Right.
Oh, well. Well, have another go anyway, Yvonne. I'm sorry to let you down.
I will. Thanks for calling.
Cheers, Yvonne. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Right, so, very relieved Willie on the other line. How are you, Willie?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
All good, Willie. What's the story with you?
All good. Just here and walking away.
Whereabouts are you, Willie? You're in Dublin.
I'm in Dublin, Super Value and Ballantyre, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Fantastic.
Very, very good. Right,
what do you do in Super Value, by the way? You're not in charge of any sort of food-related thing at all in part of your job?
I'm an online driver, yeah.
Oh, right. So does that mean you could technically deliver food to, well, I don't know, say, for example, PJ and me, like...
Yeah, you know how to use a computer.
I don't know whether Willie is getting where I'm going with this, PJ.
So, Willie, how confident are you? As confident as Yvonne this morning?
I am. I've been trying since the start. This is in my head. I do a bit of singing myself and that,
oh,
you know,
good.
And I'm a bit of a DJ, so I have this in my head right from the start.
Right, this is it.
Okay,
so, entertainment, Willie. Hit us with your shot. What are you going for?
I think it's Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Right, okay. Magic, Mike, don't you dare do this twice.
Will you get it? Will you not get it?
Oh, dear Lord!
lads, this bangs! It's wrong, sorry.
Ah.
In the words of PJ, a fart!
Fat indeed.
It's a shame to let a fellow entertainer down, isn't it, PJ?
It certainly is, yes.
Shocking.
Sorry about that, Willie.
Have a great day.
Take care, man. Cheers, buddy.
Keep on trying. Thank
Good
you.
Luck, man. Cheers. Bye-bye.
There you go. Two very confident people this morning.
Yeah, and it didn't work out. That's a shame now. That's a shame.
Fat indeed, Willie.
Two nice people worthy of the cash, you know.
I know, yeah. They did say, have another go, Yvonne and Willie. We'd love to do it to you. £1,140 tomorrow. Or, of course, a quarter to one. Maybe Niall Boylan and give it away. You can have another go with him then, of course.
Absolutely. 1850. Oh, no, what am I saying, 18? What's that about?
It's an old one.
Rick Astley, never going to give you up here at Classic Hits. 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, 11th of June, Friday's Eve. We like to think about us around these parts. Thanks a million for letting us hang out with you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. And of course, as always, if you need to get in touch for any reason, we've got the breakfast table quiz on the way before 9, or anything else for that matter, 087-188-0008. But once again, I'm afraid... we have to delve into the murky word of people who feel the need to complain. Now, yesterday, of course, it was about my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, for being foul and abusive.
Excuse me.
On the radio and saying the word hard. H dot dot dot.
It doesn't matter. I was only being foul and abusive to you.
Yeah.
That's totally acceptable.
I'm not sure. Well, okay, right. It probably is acceptable, actually. I probably deserved it.
Well, all I said was shut your hole. That was it.
Nonetheless, it sparked a complaint by a man who, to be fair to him, from Galway, was moved enough, it has to be pointed out. You know, this wasn't just a casual email or text or WhatsApp type of thing. This wasn't just a fleeting kind of, you know, while I'm at it or while it's in me head. No, this was a concerted effort to handwrite a letter, walk to the post office, buy a stamp, post the letter and send it in.
Imagine being that upset the entire time when all of that's
he
going
did
on.
Well to sustain it.
And then to not even, and to be so angry he still couldn't write the word hole on the page himself.
Exactly.
He had to write H dot
he was
dot,
so
dot.
Outraged he had to write H dot dot dot.
Well, I tell you something, I admire anyone that can
absolutely
hold on.
He deserves our applause.
Anyone that can harness that sort of rage and be that bitter, you have to say fair play to, there's a level of determination in you. I mean, I've let I've let deposits go and everything. I was like, I'm not worth it. Yeah. Complaining. It's not worth it. It's not worth it in my life. So I look, I really.
But even our complainer pales into insignificance compared to this guy.
This lad's amazing. So there's this couple, right? They're in Canada. The Huo is the name of their second name of the family. Huos, right? So the Huos, they bought themselves a new Mercedes.
Yeah? Right.
And they the Huo family, they were driving down the road in their Mercedes, an S-Class. Woo! Like, proper job.
Nice.
And they said they spent $155,000 on their S-Class. Anyway, the steering locked on them. Right? A few months after they had it, the steering locked. So they sent it back to Mercedes, and Mercedes fixed it under warranty and all of that crack, whatever. Yeah. And they got it back. And then they says, you know something, we don't want that back. I want a new car, or I want my money back.
Right.
And they went, but we fixed it, like, it was fixed. It was, everything's been done according to the thing. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Huo, I said I don't want them back. So they lost their temper over it.
Right.
So they're suing Mercedes. They're trying to take Mercedes to the courts for anxiety. They said they suffered physically, they suffered mentally, and they're now suffering financially from the ordeal of not having a car replaced or having the cash replaced.
Wow.
A perfectly good repair job isn't enough. So they're sitting on it. And their man writes another letter. What's going on? Is nobody going to deal with this? And he keeps getting put off, saying it's in the courts, it'll be there eventually. Right! He loses his mind, goes straight to the airport, gets on a plane, flies to Stuttgart from Vancouver, which
wow.
is essentially half the way around the world, walks into the office in Stuttgart, into Mercedes' head office, and goes, you give me someone in charge! Just the rage of him is amazing. So what they did was, they said, well, like, we've nothing really got to do with anything in Canada here, but... So they gave him a tour of the offices.
Yeah. Do you want a cup of coffee while you're
That's
here?
That's what they did, yeah. They gave
Before
him a
you go back, like...
They gave him a tour of the old office and they showed him around the building and where they make the cars and all. And he said he seemed grand. And then he went home and he sat down and goes, that'll show them. And now he's outraged because they sent him another email saying, we're going to look into that for you.
Wow.
So it's just a rage.
That's dedication. So he flew...
Yeah.
Halfway around the world...
Halfway around the world
to say to somebody... I want to speak to somebody in charge.
Oh, I've had enough of this, and you're going to take me seriously. And all they did was say, grand, yeah, no problem. They showed him around the office, gave him a cup of coffee, and then sent him another email saying, we'll get round to it. Someone eventually will get round to it.
Oh, my God.
It just goes to show the only person you're destroying, really, when you get really, really angry is yourself, isn't it?
That's what they say, yeah.
You're not really doing any... You're not doing yourself a great service. Mind you, Mr. Huo is all over the newspapers today. But now
yeah,
Mercedes,
it might help his case, maybe. But
I
the thing about it
so.
Is...
I really
the,
don't think so. Considering Mercedes have done literally nothing wrong.
No, but you know the way sometimes the old publicity sometimes can help, you know what I mean? You don't want... If Mercedes think their name are going to be associated with, like, you know, bad service or bad manufacturing or
are
bad anything, do you know what I mean?
Your mind. As if Mercedes are going to say, do you know how we get out of this? Gives one fella a free car who had a problem. Because surely nobody else will come looking for a free car after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, true enough, I
sure
suppose.
Be insane,
but
sure,
you're always doing that. You're always doing that, complaining on the radio and then you get yourself sorted all the time.
Only when it's legitimate, Jim. Only when it's legitimate.
Well, this person's complaint to him might be legitimate. His dodgy steering lock.
In fairness, the last time I complained about something on the radio was somebody robbing, emptying my bank account. I think it's slightly
more. Yeah, you're always moaning about something, you aren't you? Just because, somebody scammed you for $3,000. Like, my God, like, nobody else has problems.
Now I'm going to complain about you. Now I'm writing a letter to Andy Bad News about you, about my abusive colleague. I'm going to tell him I want a new one, or I want him, or I want a replacement, or I want. Or
do you want me to write that letter for you?
Well, you've seen as though you write all the apologies, so you might as well write this one as well.
Fair play to your man sustaining it though. To actually book the flights, take the trip,
it.
Do the whole thing, and you know try and maintain his level of anger.
But now he's
when
even
he got to
pocket.
Mercedes.
And you can imagine when you got home, you know the way that always happens when you're complaining and there's a couple. It's a nightmare. Because if you're on the phone, Mr. Huo will be on the phone. And I'll tell you something. And Mrs. Huo's in the back. I tell them.
Yeah.
That I have to. That I want a car with red leather in it. I talk. Can you give me a minute? And she said she wants a car with red leather. I tell them that I'm outraged because the money about. I don't say she's outraged.
Do you want to talk to them, do you?
Yeah, do you
no,
talk to
no,
them?
No.
You talk to them. Okay, I'm talking to them. And tell them that you're Jesus Christ. You know, you actually end up fighting with each other more than you fight with anyone else when it comes to these types of complaints.
Oh,
and you ring them there now. And you tell them I said, you ring them. I don't care anymore. I'm sorry we bought the car in the first place.
Ironic from Alanis Morissette here at Classic Hits, 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Jason is looking for us to wish him a good luck today, PJ, because he's got a job interview.
Oh, wow.
With Apple at 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, best of luck with that one, yeah. Hope
absolutely, Jason.
Deadly stuff, yeah. Best of luck, fingers and toes and all that sort of thing crossed for you here.
We're hoping you get that gig. And then we'll start dreaming up all the little gadgets we want.
And then they can hopefully it's in the complaints department.
That'd be amazing.
It'd be brilliant, You'll be dealing with all those phone calls.
Hey, Jason, how are you? I helped get you that job. Remember the time I wished you luck? Anyway, listen, come here. I need you to sort this out for me.
Oh, just thinking, you don't know what you were saying there, like about people that you have to do those calls and tell them about the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually even worse when you do it on your own and then you have to get interviewed after it. You know what I mean? So when you ring up to complain and you come back and then your other half goes, so did you ring them,
yeah?
I did, yeah. And she said, and did you tell them about it? I did, yeah. And what did they say to you? Well, he just says, you know, maybe that it was, you know.
Now, the worst part is when they say.
And what did you say to that?
And did you, why didn't you say blah, blah, blah? It's the why didn't you?
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
And did you not tell them then?
Yeah.
That your thing wasn't working because the water fell out of the trousers of it? I did tell them that. Well, that's not what you said to them. What did you, tell me exactly now what they said to you. I don't want the exact words. We said the thing was no, you didn't. Oh, you're,
there's nothing worse than anybody telling you, your other half or mate or anything telling you what you should have said and you should have done when you're on the thing.
Do you know what's as good as that is when you buy something?
He just said there was nothing you could do. You should have said blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have to ring them again now. You're going to have to ring them again.
Don't accept that. You go and you tell them.
Go down. Come on. We're getting into the car now. I'll bring you down myself. I'm not five. And the other one of them is, you know, when your friends, like you said, what you should have done.
Yeah.
You know, you buy something and you love it and you're really happy with it. You're like, oh, I love this. And then one of your mates, oh, that's deadly. Where'd you get that? Yeah, how much is it? I was thinking, oh, you tick.
Should have selling them for half of that in.
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah. Why even me who works in there?
I mean, you know, Charlie with the wooden leg, he does them. He's got. He could have got you one of them. For
everybody's
half.
Always an expert, aren't they? They always know.
Everyone. Oh yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing that their lives aren't absolutely perfect because they always know the ways of fixing your problems.
I can't believe you didn't tell Charlie. And then you say to your other half, "Your man, he's after saying Charlie's after giving him the 1.5 price." And she goes, "Well, ring up back those people now and tell them you're not accepting the price." Oh God.
Take it easy from the Eagles here at Classic Hits, 24 minutes away from 9. Just a reminder once again, 087-188-0008. Have a go at winning yourself this incredible hamper courtesy of our friends at Selco.ie. It is a huge, huge hygiene hamper. There's all sorts of stuff in this. And as I say, the Nilfisk vacuum cleaner is just one of the things you can pick up with this, along with all of the other hygiene goodies. We'll tell you more about it, but get involved. It's going to take at least a score of 12. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a go. However, we're going to revisit a little story we had a while ago about an ingenious way of getting around the old drive-through.
Well, there's been a development, hasn't there? Because McDonald's now has had its, you know, it's finally said they're going to open up to walk into the store again.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's been this gradual thing with McDonald's. First, it was like a handful of drive-throughs only in Dublin. Then it was all the drive-throughs around the country. So loads of, it was being seen as very unfair by non-driving people that they had to stand like kids outside an off-license. Mister, would you go? Would you get us a burger?
Yeah, you know, standing outside the drive-ins, looking for anybody. Do you have a car, do you?
Any chance of you're going to get
a cheeseburger?
Just get a strawberry milkshake and an apple pie, anything. I'm going mad here. And then we saw the woman in Belgium with her daughter, and they went to the drive-thru with a homemade car they made out of cardboard. And the police were called, and the police turned up and said, we really don't care about this. They thought it was hilarious and walked off.
Yeah.
And now, a guy in England has had a go as well. In fact, a lot of people are starting to try this now.
It's become a trend.
Because they're like, why should we wait? Why should we have to stay outside just because we don't drive? It's unfair. Well, this man, Lee Watson, he was in Middlesbrough yesterday. And I love these stories when they involve English people. You know, we were talking about like people who complain and moan in the last story. And people who get completely outraged and fly to Stuttgart in a fit of temper. I love the laid back rage of the English. I do. I think it's very funny. So Lee Watson, he was like, I don't say why I shouldn't have a McDonald's just because I don't have a car. And he left work and he saw the queue around the block. And he thought, I'd love a McDonald's, me. So he made his own little car. out of a cardboard box.
Right.
Stuck four little wheels on it.
One, now, is this... he made his own little car just sort of as in miniature? Or he actually made it like that, you know, where he stuck his arm through the pretend window. Like.
I'll be honest with you, Jim. It's a man standing in a cardboard box.
Yeah,
there's
of course
really, there's
it is.
Not a lot to it other than that. It's a man standing in a cardboard box, holding it up with four little wheels on it. This man is 57 years old, right?
Right.
He waited in the drive-thru for 30 minutes. And when he got to the window, he says, "They wouldn't serve me." I said, "I have a car." And he says, "Yeah, but it doesn't have an engine, does it?" So he wasn't served on the basis of discrimination against engines.
Oh, my God.
So he's up. He's outraged. Poor old Lee's outraged. So he explained to the press when he got... what I love about this as well is he didn't film this. He didn't take the pictures. The press had to track him down.
Yeah.
He was just one man in a box.
Keeping himself to himself.
Looking for a burger.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted. It was so they tracked him down and he goes, "Oh, I came to work. I saw people queuing up." I says, "There's got to be an angle." So I made myself my little car. I was disappointed they wouldn't serve me. And I guess now it's back to fingernails and crisps.
What an amazing diet.
Yeah,
what a
yeah.
pandemic diet. That fingernails and crisps.
Fingernails and crisps. He's very upset. He said people were laughing. They were in stitches. They were pointing at him and laughing and taking pictures. All he wanted was a burger. Now all he's left is fingernails and crisps.
God.
It hasn't worked out the
what
way
a sandwich
wanted
that is.
McDonald's delighted, of course, because they're getting even more publicity, yeah. I'd say.
And now finally he can get out of his box and go into a McDonald's because they're allowing walk-ins, are they?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's later in the week, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, later in the week. So he's got a bit more fingernails.
Takeaway the same, but you know, like, you won't sit in, obviously.
No, you can't
just take
sit down. Yeah, you can't sit down. There's all these, yeah, and you, like, there's most of it will be served at the actual counter as opposed to the machines. So you can still use them, but they have to be cleaned so often. I can't really remember the details.
Yeah.
I hate those machines anyway. God, I hate those screen touch machines.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them.
It feels like I'm trying to gamble for a burger. That's what it feels like. It's like I'm betting on a Big Mac and a Coke, but I don't know what's actually going to arrive because I'm not sure if I'm using it right.
Yeah.
I much prefer the human touch. Even walking in, I always just go, "Can I order here? Am I allowed to order here? Is this just a takeaway?" You know, how does this work? I don't know how this works.
Yeah. It's amazing the way that the whole takeaway thing has, you know, what it's become. Never really. I mean, it's something you took for granted for so long. And now, like, the desperation to get your hands on a takeaway meal.
Now you have 57-year-old men dressing up in cardboard boxes to try and bluff a Big Mac. Who knew we wanted these things so much? Who knew we cared? It used to be it was all for the kids.
Yeah. It used to be, like, to be honest with you, people in the old 57-year age bracket used to be, "That's not even real food."
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't eat that crap. I wouldn't eat that crap. You know, the same fella who'd be sitting at home putting chocolate yogurt on a slice of bread because he wasn't in the humour for going to the shop.
Yeah, it's a hard state of affairs when a lad condemns food as crap who is currently having fingernail and crisp sandwiches.
Isn't it? You know what I mean? I suppose it was always seen as a sort of American blow-in crap. If I'm going to eat crap, it'll be my own crap. That was my elderly. Because I'll have a fish and chips. Lovely stuff. Very fresh fish. Nothing wrong with that. Are you sure? Because you've been coughing for an hour. I don't want that old stuff coming from America. It's Irish meat. American Irish meat. You hear the accents on them cows?
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next dog gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Right, this week, of course, as you know, we've been saying it's the hot topic, hygiene. We have a hygiene hamper, courtesy of your friends at Selco.ie. Your chance to truly clean up your act.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a hell of a packet. You got like everything you need in here. You could clean down a small hospital.
Absolutely.
Top to bottom with all the good stuff we have in this.
Selco.ie, of course, they are the one-stop shop for all of your hygiene supplies nationwide. For the last 35 years, they kind of built their business, their core business, around the idea of supplying, well, all sorts, really. Hand towels, refuse sacks, detergents, you name it, all sorts of hygiene products, and they do it for businesses, takeaway packaging, restaurant supplies, businesses, schools, restaurants, hotels, nursing homes, you name it, all of that sort of stuff. You can check out exactly what the full range is and what they have to offer on the website selco.ie. But as PJ said, with this pack that they've given us to give to you, it's not just a whole load of kind of toilet rolls and wipes and things like that. We're talking about the Nilsfisk vacuum cleaner, the touchless thermometer, which we're intrigued about.
Intrigued about, yeah. Still can't figure out how that works.
Absolutely. Sanitizer packs, masks, wipes, detergents, and even the much-loved toilet roll.
Absolutely. So there you go. And that's
many
what
of
you
them.
Need. And that means there's a good score to try and beat as well. So Ruth got the score of 11, which means 12 is what Declan needs to get today if he's going to take the lead. How are you, Declan?
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Super, so Declan.
How are you getting on? What's the plans for the day?
Just outside work, ready to start in about 10 minutes.
All right. So you're hiding in the car, are you?
Just a bit too early.
Right.
That's the way to do it. What do you do, Declan? Can we ask?
Do aircraft handling agent for FedEx Express in Shannon.
Oh, wow. Okay. You must be absolutely rushed off your feet at the moment, are you?
It's mental busy. Yeah. Very busy, which is a good thing.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. But my God, the whole sort of, like, delivery thing and courier thing is just...
Just...
Oh, my God, it exploded.
You have to land the biggest plane in the world here yesterday just to get some stuff in. Did you see that?
Oh,
it was
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Listen, Declan, a score of 11 to beat, it's a challenge, but it's very doable. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I've been missing all week anyway, so it seems good, so...
That'll do for us.
Just give it a go.
Right, yeah, okay. Not? PJ, you good to go?
Yes.
Absolutely. Right, 60 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Here we go.
How many keys are there in a standard modern grand piano?
64.
It's 88. Which TV comedy series is written by Matt Lucas and David Walliams?
Oh, Little Britain.
Complete the title of this 1979 film, Tarker the what?
No idea.
The Otter. Which Dickens character had a clerk called Bob Cratchit?
Oliver Twist.
It was Ebenezer Scrooge. Which animal is considered the most sacred in the Hindu religion?
Elephant.
The cow. Which river flows through the Grand Canyon?
No idea.
The Colorado River. Complete the name of this pop group from the 70s. Earth, Wind and what?
Fire.
How many balls are used in the game of billiards?
Six.
Three. Which side of the bed does superstition say is the wrong side to get out of?
The left.
Which quiz show had a host with the catchphrase "I've started, so I'll finish"?
Magnificent.
How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Three.
What bee is the name for a thick layer of fat under the skin of marine animals?
No idea.
It's a blubber.
Blubber.
Yeah. So they were tougher, much tougher.
They were
today.
Very. Some of those, yeah. I
in
mean,
fairness to you, Declan.
That target, that question has come up before.
That has come up before.
And I still wouldn't know it.
No one's ever got that. Target the Otter. Never, I still
is
never heard
that
it.
Is that famous, is it, or something?
I don't know it at all. Never heard of it.
Nor I, to be perfectly honest with you. But anyway, listen, that was tough. You were on a hiding to nothing with that one, Declan. Didn't quite get near the 11, I'm afraid. But listen, thanks for having a go.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Cheers, Declan. Have a good day, man. Cheers. Bye bye. Yeah, that was a tough one today.
Tough
Sometimes
ones.
They land a bit like that, to be fair.
I know, yeah. And then as if to add insult to injury, then they throw in how many wheels does a tricycle have? You're like, oh, now you give now you give me that quiz.
Yeah, guaranteed Irish U2's beautiful day. Well, maybe not the most beautiful day we've had recently.
Definitely
but still.
Not a beautiful day. but you know what? Whatever. We're not
you
cold.
Take it.
That's all I ever care about is not being cold, and I'm definitely not cold.
Exactly. You two's beautiful day. A couple of quick shout outs. Niall has been on. He wants us to say a big hello and good luck to Nicole, who's starting a new job today, right?
Oh, good. Yeah.
But she's starting it working from home.
I know someone this happened to very recently, actually.
And Niall is a little bit concerned because he says that as it is, every time he gets home, all his digestives are gone, and she only just leaves the gammy chocolate rice cakes.
You absolute disgrace. I hope your behaviour changes with your new job.
So he's concerned about that. And also he just wants to tell her to go easy on the tea bags because he doesn't even like coffee. So, I mean, Nicole, you may be working from home and it may be a new job and you may be excited, but would you just stay away from the tea and the digestives?
Well, you know something? Maybe spend your lunchtime down the shop picking up a few bits for yourself.
And also, we had that story, right, about the guy... and thanks a million to somebody who actually sent me in a picture of that guy you were talking about earlier, the guy who built, who you know, stood in the cardboard box pretending it was a car.
The English lad, yeah, he's great.
Somebody actually sent me a picture of it. Thank you for that. But anyway, check this out, right? Somebody's been on to say, let me just see if I can give you give credit where this is. This is Colm, right, was on to say, he was driving through Wales in his truck late one night, right, this a few years back.
Yeah.
Really hungry, came to a McDonald's drive-thru, he parked up, right?
Yeah.
And he walked around to the window, you know, of the drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Walked to it, right. And they wouldn't serve him.
Outrageous.
So, he says, after a little bit of tete-a-tete, you know, a bit of a sort of angry words, he pulled his truck across the entrance of the drive-thru.
It's a little extreme, like.
Police were called, not happy.
I bet they weren't. I bet you nobody was happy in that situation, including the police. What I would do genuinely in that situation is I would just literally knock on the window of the next car and say, listen, they're not giving me food, so is there any chance you could just order for me, please?
Maybe there wasn't one. And then he did say it was late one night, maybe. He might have been isolated.
Yeah, I suppose I'd end up watching someone driving off at my McDonald's in their car is what had happened there.
Now, you see, that wouldn't have happened had this story been at the time.
Well, this is it, yeah. Although
he could have sat
know.
In his truck.
Have you seen this? This is like a Barack Obama Plaza. It gets mentioned so often on this show, it's outrageous because we always going on about how in the name of God Ireland is so obsessed with the States that in the middle of Offaly, we have, and even that, the controversy, the tri-county battle to say who owns Barack Obama Plaza.
We've already kind of, we felt the wrath of various people who claimed it. Different counties claiming it.
Yeah, the only one giving threats is Offaly, so we're going to say it's theirs today. So that's the way it's going to be. But so they have started drone deliveries. If you live in the town of Moneygall, you order from Barack Obama. It's very hard to say that. Barack Obama Plaza from their supermax. You're going to get it. It's going to be delivered with a drone. At the moment, that started to happen.
Fantastic.
The cutting edge of technology.
You're having a good day with your mouth today, aren't you?
You listen to me. The cutting edge of technology in Ireland is happening in the county of Offaly as we speak. I'm baffled.
Probably all the American money pouring in there to a Barack Obama Plaza.
And can you actually believe that in Barack Obama Plaza, in the county of Offaly, in the middle of Ireland, is the only place left in the world where there's an Obama drone strike is happening. And at least they're dropping burgers and not bombs. More burgers left bombs. Offaly and Ireland is showing the world the way forward.
Yeah.
Drop burgers.
Make burgers, not bombs.
Can you? Drop burgers, not bombs. That is the catchphrase for the mad world we're living in.
Absolutely.
And I will say 2020.
So when can we get them? And how far will the radius be?
We can't get them. It's Moneygall. As of now, if you live in Moneygall, you can get your deliveries will come by drone.
Drone?
It's a trial period, of course, to see if they can roll it out over the rest of the country and everything.
What is the general sort of, you know, distance for a drone? Like, what's the general region? Radius.
Depends on the drone, I suppose. Sure, there's some of those ones that go to Iraq and Syria and everything all over the world.
You're saying is then that if there was, like, say, for example, you did have a particularly favourite restaurant in Cork or Donegal or something, that maybe in the future a drone might be able to bring you your special dish.
Might be.
It might be a little bit cold.
Well, a little bit. None of the microwave can't deal with.
And depending on the weather, it might be a bit wet.
And I suppose if you take the drone out of service for that long, it might be a bit expensive. So if you'd like a wet, cold, expensive Chinese delivery from Donegal to Cork,
yes,
I'm sure you could make it possible. It's just going to cost you probably about £1,000.
Maybe you could get international drone deliveries of takeaways. You know what I mean?
Be savage, yeah.
You know the way you're a big fan, say, for example, of Across the Pond, something that's not celebrated enough here, in your view, is the famous Ploughman's Lunch.
Loved them.
You know, the pickles, you're a big pickle fan.
Well, I think the British make the best sandwiches.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry to insult the home nation, but I think the British pubs make the best sandwiches in the world, yeah.
Oh my God, there's going to be outrage.
I'm telling
you'll have started another controversy.
Where in Ireland can you walk into a pub and say, I would like pheasant, wild boar and pickle on a big thing of a brown bread? Where? You can't do it. Over there, it's commonplace over there.
Yeah, and some caviar crisps as well.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
But maybe you could have, in the future, maybe you could have a drone deliver you a pickle sandwich.
Love that. I'd actually do it just to see the look on my face. I would do that. Just to see the look on my face as a wild boar and pheasant sandwich with Plowman's cheese and pickle arrives into the window. And then when I open up the little package, I have to tap for the money and it comes to 3,700 quid.
Yeah.
And I just...
Or when you realise that they forgot to put the mustard on it, you go, oh, you're going to have to bring it back.
You're after forgetting me oily flavoured crisps, you half-wits.
Yeah.
But I just think it's amazing. Awfully, man. Awfully. The cutting edge of the world.
Yeah.
Doing deliveries to Moneygall. Two places you'd never thought you'd want to be, and yet there it is.
Big movie classic, of course, Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling. 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Few people just pointing out the potential drawbacks of drone deliveries around the Barack Obama Plaza and Moneygall area. The concern is that squadrons of seagulls might come into play. So maybe, I think the implication is maybe you could have a word. You know the way you speak seagull?
I know, but we don't get on. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they asked you how you were. At least that's your interpretation of it.
He imitated He imitated a woman to get me in trouble. We definitely don't get on. We're definitely not pals, me and the seagulls.
Yeah, they reckon seagulls might be the stumbling block to drone deliveries.
Although I thought, this is it. What is the effect? I'd love to get someone on. We have to get someone. There's a drone company and all there. We should try and get someone on and tell us about the hazards of drone deliveries.
Yeah.
Of dropping burgers actually, and not bombs.
Dave's been on and he has a drone because it costs him about 500 quid. It goes about 5 kilometres.
Right. And I wonder if that's the same type of drone then as like these come. You want to see it? I'll have to watch the video. Like the drone comes into your or over your garden or I suppose if you don't have a garden outside where you live, whatever. And literally a shaft opens and it drops it down on a rope.
On a rope?
And you unhook it and take your food in.
Wow. So it abseils. You get your food abseils down to you.
It literally abseils down. You want to see it, man. Like I'm so ridiculously overly impressed. I feel like a 5-year-old watching a James Bond film here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then you eat it, Jim. It delivers your food. Food, Jim.
It's food from a machine.
From a robot, an awfully.
You can't get better than that.
I mean,
even Tomorrow's World didn't feature that back in the day.
They didn't. If you said on Tomorrow's World back in the early 80s or whatever that there's going to be drone-delivered robot burgers happening in the centre of Ireland, they'd have said you were stone mad.
They'd say, where's the centre of Ireland?
They haven't even got electricity, they'd say.